我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，早上当我们聚集在你跟前的时候，我们求你用宝血遮盖我们。
Lord, we pray as we gather before you that you use your blood to purify us.
另一方面，我们真的是满心欢喜，我们能够跟弟兄姊妹一起的聚集。
Lord, we're full of joy to be able to gather with brothers and sisters.
主，我们感谢赞美你，给我们一起能够学习奉你的名聚集。
Lord, thank you that you're giving us the chance to learn to gather in your name.
一起学习彼此相爱。
To learn how to love one another.
一起学习叫别人看见我们彼此相爱，就认出我们是你的门徒。
To learn how to witness that we are your disciples by loving one another.
就早上我们把这个你自己的话，我们交在你的手中。
Lord, as we look at your word, your own word, we put this time in your hands.
我们求主借助你的圣经向我们的心说话。
Lord, through your scriptures, speak to our hearts.
我们求你恩高高讲的翻译的和听的。
Lord, would you anoint the interpreter and the hearers?
我们求你捆绑仇敌一切的作为。
Lord, restrain the enemy.
你自己堵住一切的破口。
And fill all the gaps and plug all the holes.
我们赞美感谢你得胜的大名。
Lord, we give thanks to your power of life.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray through Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早上我来到跟弟兄姊妹在一起，看见很多弟兄姊妹很早来一起准备聚会，彼此有交通。
I'm really glad to see coming here this morning that there are lots of brothers and sisters arriving nice and early to have fellowship together.
当我们一起祷告的时候，我就感觉神很恩待我们。
And when we were praying together at the beginning, felt that the Lord was really helping us.
因为我们是学习奉主的名聚集。
Because we're learning how to gather in the Lord's name.
主就赐下他的同在。
And to know His presence here.
另一方面呢，我觉得真的很需要弟兄姊妹们祷告，为我祷告。
On the other hand, I really feel that we need to pray and to pray for Jonathan.
也为翻译的祷告。
And for me.
也为自己祷告。
And for yourselves.
以致我们虽然是我们讲，你们听，我们是彼此交通的。
Even though we're speaking and you're listening, we're doing fellowship together.
我们是学习彼此相爱。奉主的名聚集的。
We are learning how to love one another and to gather in His name.
上次我跟大家开始看以弗所书第三章的上半段，就是第一节到十三节。
So last time I spoke in the introduction to chapter 3 on verses 1 and verse 13.
上次我们只交通到第一和十三节。
We only talked about verses 1 and 13.
上次的题目是做囚奴的保罗。
Last time's topic was Paul, a prisoner.
今天我盼望跟大家交通中间的第二到十二节。
So now I hope to speak on the middle part from verse 2 to 12.
今天我给他的题目是做福音执事的保罗。
The topic today is Paul, a minister of the gospel.
我盼望早上能够把这一段的经文分成两小段来交通。
I'm going to do that in two parts.
第一小段是第二到第七节，第二段是第八到十二节。
The first part will be from verse 2 to 7, the second from verse 8 to 12.
让我们一起来看，我读给大家听。
Let's have a look together.
第二到第七节。我就用中文读，Abraham 就不用翻译了。 量逼你们曾听见神赐给恩给我，要切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有人叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。在我继续下去之前，我想大家思想一个问题。
Before I go on, I want everyone to think of the following question.
你今天的工作或者事业是什么呢？
What is your work or career today?
或者你认为你所要的做的工作或者事业是什么呢？
Or perhaps, what is the work or career that you would like to have or do?
第二到第七节告诉我们，保罗的工作或者事业是做一个福音的执事。
Chapter 3 verses 2 to 7 tell us that Paul's work and his career is to be a minister for the gospel.
对保罗来讲，这个福音的执事是从神来的托付。
To Paul, this ministry of the gospel is a commission from God.
虽然保罗在外面因着这个托付受了很多亏损。
Even though from the outside, it looks as if because of this ministry, Paul has suffered a lot.
是要坐牢被捆绑。
Even to the degree where he has to be a captive, a prisoner.
但却他看到这个福音的执事是个荣耀的身份。
But he sees that this ministry is a glorious work.
无论你今天的工作或者事业是什么，
No matter what your work or career is right now,
如果你是真基督徒，你真正的工作或者事业呢，也是福音的执事。
If you are a true Christian,then your true career or your true work is to be a minister of the gospel.
因为主耶稣在马太福音28章他复活之后，
Because Jesus, after he resurrects, as is recorded in Matthew 28,
他已经给门徒一个很重要清楚的任务。
He gives to his disciples a really clear and important,
就是使万民做主的门徒。
A really important work, which is to make disciples of all nations.
或许从外表看来，我们是在做不同的工作。
Maybe from the outside, it looks like each one of us has a different work, a different career.
有些人是做 Gibrock 盖房子的。
Some people build with Gibrock.
有一些是在杂货店里头做售货员的。
Perhaps you work in a grocery store.
有些是做物理治疗师。
Or you're a physio.
有一些做清洁工人。
Or a cleaner.
有一些是 IT.
Or you work in IT.
有一些是家庭主妇。
Or perhaps you stay at home and look after the home.
无论神把我们放在什么地方的工作，
No matter what work God has currently placed you in,
这些都是我们的副业。
This is only our secondary occupation.
我们主要的职业乃是做福音的执事。
Our primary work is to be a minister of the gospel.
这是一个有价值、有意义、荣耀的工作和事业。
This is a work that has value and meaning and glory.
每一个福音的执事都有自己今天服事的对象的。
And each and every minister of the gospel has someone to whom they have to minister to.
保罗知道他当时的福音对象是以弗所人。
When Paul was writing this, he knew that the people he was ministering to were the Ephesians.
今天你的福音对象是谁呢？
And today, who is the person you are to minister to?
每一个身为基督徒父母的都有一个优先的福音对象。
If you are Christian parents, there is one obvious person to whom you minister to.
就是神所赐给你的儿女，神的产业。
This is your God-given children.
儿女是每一个做基督徒父母的责无旁贷的福音对象。
Children are, I don't know, your most important and fundamental task to minister to.
我不知道那一天神要你向他交什么账。
I don't know that on that day before the Lord, who will you have to give account for?
但我相信 他必定会问你一个问题。
But I'm sure he will ask you this question.
你有没有向自己的孩子为神做忠心的福音执事？
Towards your children, have you, for God's sake, been faithful ministers of the gospel?
神叫保罗做这福音的执事。
God has asked Paul to be a minister of the gospel.
他就用启示叫他深知基督的奥秘。
So through a revelation, he's shown him a mystery.
这个奥秘不是只做那些深奥复杂、人的头脑无法理解的事情。
This mystery is not about really abstract things that we can't understand.
也不是只做那些神秘不可知道的东西。
Nor is it about mystical things that we can't know about.
这里的奥秘的重点呢，那是讲到一个隐藏的秘密。
Well, this mystery is talking about a hidden secret.
这个秘密是不为人知的。
People don't know about this.
因为这个是从创世以来隐藏在神心里头一个宝贵的秘密。
So this is a really precious secret that has been hidden, for ages in God.
只有当神向人启示的时候，人才能够真正的认识。
Only when God reveals it to people can they truly understand this secret.
它就是基督的奥秘。
This is the mystery of Christ.
这奥秘在以前的世代是封闭隐藏的。
In previous generations, it was hidden.
在保罗的时候已经借着圣灵启示给使徒和先知们了。
But in Paul's time, through the Spirit, it was revealed to his apostles and prophets.
对于我们这个基督的奥秘实在太宝贵了。
This mystery is really precious.
第六节的后字。
In verse 6, the second part.
后字。
Inherit heirs. Okay, heirs.
叫我们想起一个本来贫穷不配的人。
Think of someone who is unworthy and poor.
现在竟然能够在基督里头成为神的后嗣。
But now in Christ can be an heir.
去承受神荣耀丰富的产业。
To inherit God's glorious inheritance.
在座的基督徒，你是否知道，你是一个非常富有产业的承继人呢？
As a Christian, do you realize that you're an heir of a glorious inheritance?
第六节的一体。
One body. Yeah. Continuing in verse 6, the same body, the one body.
叫我们想起一个自私、骄傲。
Makes you think of someone who is proud and selfish.
孤单、到处游离的人。
Lonely and wandering.
现在竟然能够在基督里成为基督身体其中一个肢体。
But can now be a member of Christ's body.
找到自己的定位。
And finding their place.
自己的功用。
Their own function.
自己的价值。
Their value.
无论什么人，几时如果离开基督的身体。
No matter who, if you were to leave Christ's body.
无论你我是多么的能干。
No matter how capable we are.
都是毫无用处。
We actually end up being useless.
毫无价值。
With no value.
第六节的应许。
In verse 6, the promise.
叫我们想起一个本来只有死亡和审判。
Makes you think of someone who, is hopeless and, can only expect death and judgment.
完全绝望的人。
Completely without hope.
现在竟然在基督里头得着神的应许。
But now in Christ can receive the promise of God.
在天上有一个神所应许可羡慕的家。
And a home that we all desire is in heaven for us.
是我们的神自己为我们经营建造的。
A place that God himself has designed and built.
第六节告诉我们，不单止人能够在基督里头成为后嗣。
Not only in verse 6 are we told that we can be heirs.
属于基督的身体
and members of the body,
得着应许
and partakers of the promise,
并且在这一节里头有三个同字
but furthermore in verse 6 there are three commons or togethers,
意思是指说我们身为外邦人的我们
us Gentiles,
本来是与基督无分无关的
we have no part in Christ,
在所应许的诸约是上是局外人的。
We're strangers to the covenants of promise.
与以色列人本来是之间有隔断的墙的。
There's a dividing wall between us and Israel, the people of God.
彼此存着冤仇，互不来往的。
And there's hostility, and we can't get past this dividing barrier.
现在竟然能够在基督里头同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
But now in Christ, we are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the same promise.
特别对我们外邦人来讲，这个基督的奥秘实在太宝贵了。
Yeah, especially to us who are Gentiles, this mystery of Christ is so precious.
第七节告诉我们，保罗做这个福音的执事，是照神运行的大能赐给他的。
In verse 7, we see that Paul, being a minister of the gospel, is commissioned, by the working of God's power.
保罗原来是耶稣基督和他的福音的仇敌。
Paul was once an enemy of Christ and Christ's gospel.
但是神用他的大能改变了保罗。
But through the working of his power, God was able to change Paul.
从一个本来憎恨基督、憎恨福音
from someone who hated Christ and hated the gospel,
憎恨那些跟从基督、相信福音的人
and hated those people who believed and followed the gospel,
成为一个基督的爱的奴仆
became instead, someone who loved Christ and was his servant.
成为一个爱那些跟从基督的人
became someone who loved those who followed Jesus
成为一个热爱传主福音的人
became a passionate minister of the gospel who preached the gospel
神的大能是否很奇妙呢
isn't God's great working God's great power amazing
神用他的大能改变了保罗
God using his great power changed Paul
神的大能也把恩典赐给保罗去传福音
And God's great power was, gave Paul the ability to preach the gospel.
叫保罗能够按照这个恩典和能力去执行神交托给他的职分。
And, through this power received the grace to fulfill this role as a minister of the gospel.
事实上每一个成为基督徒的人
But in fact, each and every Christian,
都经历神在他身上所运行的大能大力的。
Also experiences the working of God's great power.
叫他经历生命的改变。
To be able to experience a transformation of life.
并且按照神所赐的恩典和能力去做福音的执事。
And so through, the strength that God gives to become a minister of the gospel.
你我今天成为基督徒。
You and I who are Christians.
有多少经历到基督的福音给你的改变呢?
How much do we experience the change that God's gospel gives to us?
你我要做一个福音的执事。
If you and I want to be ministers of the gospel,
自己就需要被主不断的改变。
Then we have to be ceaselessly changed by God.
在主里面有成长。
And to grow in him.
当你传福音给你的孩子的时候
When you share the gospel with your children,
他们有没有看见你所传的福音在你自己身上发挥的影响呢?
Do they see in you the effects of the gospel, the transforming effects of the gospel?
他们有没有看见我们被福音改变了我们的性情和脾气呢?
Do they see the change of the gospel that it has on your temperament, on your temper.
改变了我们的人际关系呢?
Have they seen the gospel change your relationships with other people?
虽然我们的人际关系不完全是我们自己所能够控制的。
Even though our relationships with others is not entirely in our own control.
但是福音有没有叫我们自己这一边成为一个更讨神喜欢的丈夫或者妻子呢?
But has the gospel changed us on our side to be a more God-pleasing husband or wife?
成为一个更讨神喜欢的父亲或者母亲。
Changed you to be a more God-pleasing father or mother.
一个儿子或者女儿。
Son or daughter.
一个女婿或者媳妇呢。
Daughter-in-law or son-in-law.
我认识一个受精多年的做祖母的。
I know someone who's been baptized for a long time, a grandmother.
每个主日他都在聚会里头很大声响亮的唱诗歌。
Every Sunday, she sings loud and boldly.
但是他在家中应作很专权。
But at home, she's extremely controlling.
非常操控的这个性格。
With a fiery temper.
常常跟媳妇吵架。
Constantly arguing with her daughter-in-law.
因此带给儿子的婚姻很多的难处。
Bringing great trouble to her son's marriage.
不单只造成了儿子跟他同住的儿子跟媳妇许多的痛苦。
Not just bringing pain to her son and daughter-in-law.
也带给他们五个儿女不少直接或者间接的创伤。
Bringing also a lot of hurt and damage to her son's children.
很可惜，几十年来福音没有改变他。
A great tragedy. Over many, many years, the gospel has not changed her.
我也认识一个中年的弟兄。
On the other hand, I also know a middle-aged man.
当他开始慢慢学习每天读圣经亲近主的时候。
As he learned to come before the Lord each day and spend time before him, reading the Bible.
他告诉我他心里头的感觉渐渐没有这么烦躁了。
He's told me that he's slowly experiencing less and less agitation, more peace.
是的，多了平安。
Yeah, more peace.
他对世界的欲望啊，也慢慢减少了。
And towards worldly things, his value of worldly things has decreased.
他说他对金钱、对无物质的追求啊，就减少了。
And so his desire to earn money and to progress in the world, this decreased.
他就更愿意花更多的时间陪孩子。
Now he's much more willing to spend time with his children.
更享受陪孩子的时间。
And values and enjoys the time he spends with his children.
我也看到他跟妻子的关系也有进步。
I've also seen that his relationship with his wife has improved.
他告诉我他学习在忙碌的生活当中怎样学习找机会陪妻子做妻子喜欢的事情。
And in the midst of his own busyness, he's learning to find time to spend time with his wife to do the things that she enjoys.
他最近跟我分享他工作上的难处和学习。
Recently, he's been telling me about his trouble at work and struggles.
我真的为他很感恩。
I'm so grateful about this.
我看见福音慢慢地改变他。
I'm able to see clearly, though slowly perhaps, the gospel changing him.
改变他对主的话的兴趣和追求。
Seeing it change his interest and pursuit of Christ in the scriptures.
改变他跟妻子、孩子的关系。
Changing his relationship with his wife and with his children.
改变他的工作态度。
Changing his attitude to work.
福音有没有改变你呢？
So has the gospel changed you?
如果福音没有改变我们，
If the gospel hasn't changed you,
我们所传的福音只是一个单有理论、抽象的福音。
Then the gospel that we share with others is a gospel in theory only.
如果福音没有改变我们，
the gospel doesn't change us.
我们的孩子只能够看到一个软弱无力的福音。
Then our children can only see a weak gospel.
这个福音自然是没有办法抗衡今天世界对他们的吸引。
This kind of empty gospel cannot compete with the attractions of the world.
所以愿意每一个福音的执事，
So would every minister of the gospel
都能够不断地让主福音的大能来改变自己。
Let themselves to ceaselessly be changed by the power of the gospel.
叫主所交托给我们的福音对象，
So that towards the people to whom God has given us a ministry of the gospel towards,
他们能够在我们身上看见主福音的大能。
They are able to see before them the great power of the gospel.
因而悔改，信靠福音。
So that they themselves may repent, believe, and follow the gospel.
跟从耶稣。
And follow Jesus Christ.
你我不一定有神所赐给保罗那么大的恩赐和能力。
You and I might not have as great a power as the one that God gave Paul.
但是你我却能够学习保罗一样忠心地去做福音的执事。
But nonetheless, we can follow Paul's example and learn to be faithful ministers of the gospel.
把这个福音的奥秘传给我们身边所爱的人。
And to share the secret of the gospel, the mystery of the gospel to those around us.
神不会叫我们去做超过他所量给我们的。
God never asks us to do more than we can that He's given us.
神也没有要求我们完美不跌倒。
God also doesn't ask that we be perfect without falling.
不软弱不犯罪。
Without weakness or sin.
他也没有期望我们一下子就成熟起来。
Nor does He expect us to mature in an instant.
但是他却要我们学习不断地信靠跟随他。
But He does ask that we, without ceasing, learn to follow Him and trust Him.
只要我们有愿做的心，
As long as we have a willing heart,
他的恩典和能力是够我们用的。
His grace and strength is sufficient for us.
他能够改变我们。
He can change us.
在他看为最好的时候，
In his timing,
他能够赐给我们福音真实的果子。
He is able to give us true fruit of the gospel.
正如加拉太书第六章说，
As in Galatians 6,
我们行善不可算自。
Let's read this. Let us not grow weary of doing good.
若不灰心到了时候就要收成。
If we do not give up, we will reap.
我们刚才看到头一段，讲到神在保罗身上所显的大能和恩典。
In the first part, now we've seen the great power and the great power that God gives.
叫他能够做福音的执事。
That God gives to Paul so that he is able to be a minister of the gospel.
我们现在来看第二段。就是第八到十二节。
Now let's turn now to the second part, verse 8 to 12.
从这段来，我们要看保罗做福音执事的中心和目的是什么。
In verse 8 to 12, we will see the core of Paul's gospel and the aim of Paul's gospel.
我们请Abraham 用英语来先读一遍第八到十二节。
Okay, verse,
那么我们其他人就听了，或者看你的中文圣经。
Verse 8 to 12. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him.
第八节讲到基督有测不透的丰富。
Verse 8 talks about Christ having unsearchable riches.
这是这个基督是保罗传福音的中心。
So we see that Christ himself is the core of Paul's gospel.
但是今天有一些人传福音的中心不是基督。
But often, the gospel that people preach does not have Christ in the center.
就像今天所谓的恩典福音。
Such as the so-called grace gospel.
他们只是强调神的恩典而忽略了神的圣洁。
They speak only of God's grace and not of His holiness.
只是讲到主赦免人的罪，却没有讲人要认罪悔改。
Speaking only of the forgiveness God gives without true repentance and change.
只是强调神慈爱和祝福。
Talking only of God's love and blessing.
却没有讲要靠主的恩典背十字架。
But not talking about bearing our cross by God's grace.
去胜过罪。
To overcome sin.
去经历主复活生命的大能。
And experiencing the great power of God's resurrection's power.
他们说主耶稣的救恩能够带给人病得医治。
They speak that the salvation Christ brings can heal physical illness.
主耶稣能够叫你财富增加。
Christ is able to bring you prosperity.
叫你事业成功。
And success in your career.
这不是以基督为中心的福音。
This is not a gospel that has Christ as central.
是一个以满足一个人自我中心的假福音。
This is a gospel centered around self-satisfaction, a false gospel.
我想到另外一种没有以基督为中心的福音。
I can think of another gospel that is not Christ-centered.
传福音的人向福音对象解析清楚福音的内容。
Such a minister of such a gospel says to the people they minister to, explains clearly the content of the gospel.
要求他能够把信仰问题一条一条清楚准确地回答。
So that such people are able to correctly answer each and every question about the gospel.
以为这样呢，这个人就得救了。
And thinking that if someone is able to answer clearly, then they're saved.
这一种是以头脑知识为中心的福音。
This is a head knowledge central gospel.
是把福音对象带到圣经知识里面。
Which takes someone to knowledge of the Bible.
而不是把人带到基督面前。
But hasn't brought this person really before Christ.
其实当一个人同意和口里承认基督福音的内容。
So that when someone agrees with the content and says with their mouth they want to believe,
并不等于就是他承认那个福音的内容。
Where he agrees with like the content of the gospel.
并不等于他就因此得救了。
This is not enough to mean that someone is saved.
因为哪些污鬼啊，在主耶稣面前也能够准确知道耶稣是谁。
Because even the demons before Christ are able to confess who he really is.
对，他们也同意和口里承认耶稣是神的圣者。
They are able to confess that Christ is the Holy One of God.
承认耶稣是至高神的儿子。
They are able to confess that Jesus is the Son of the Most High.
但是他们在神面前却是战惊的。
But before God's presence, they can only tremble.
他们是要下地狱火湖的鬼魔。
They're doomed for hell.
还有一种传福音是把人带到受尽里头，而不是基督里头。
There's yet another gospel which brings people to baptism, but not to Christ.
当传福音的人听到福音对象说愿意信主的时候
，When preachers of such a gospel hear that someone is willing to says they're willing to believe,
传福音的人就很开心，很兴奋地去鼓励他去受浸。
Then with a lot of joy and enthusiasm, they encourage such a person to be baptized immediately.
他们很关心福音对象有没有受浸。
They care a lot whether such a recipient is baptized.
却没有关心他有没有真实的遇见主。
But haven't cared properly whether such a person has truly met Christ.
其实不是受浸叫人得永生。
It's not baptism that saves.
那是圣灵。那是灵里一个人的灵里头看见基督才叫他得永生。
But it's when someone in their innermost being sees Christ where they can get eternal life.
并且当一个人说愿意信主的时候
，So that when someone says they are willing to believe in Christ,
其实是个很好的机会。
This is a great opportunity.
你去花时间去帮助他认识基督。
Put time and effort into helping them really know Christ.
叫他真实的得着圣灵
，so they may truly obtain eternal life.
得着圣灵，得着重生
，receive the Spirit and have new life.
背向罪恶，跟从基督
，rejecting sin and following Christ.
而不是当一个人口说愿意信主的时候
，it's not only when someone just says with their mouth.
你就第一时间鼓励他去受浸
，that at the first chance you tell them to be baptized.
因为如果一个人还没有得着圣灵重生得救
，If someone has not yet been reborn of the Spirit，
但却因为自己已经受浸了，这误会指自己已经得救了。
But because they've been baptized, they already assume that they are fine.
已经毕业了
，They've already graduated.
已经搞定了进天堂的门票
，They've already stamped their ticket to heaven.
甚至觉得现在可以安安心心无后顾之忧去爱世界。
And so peacefully and ignorantly they can continue loving the world.
这样他就是被误导了。
In this way, they stumbled.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章二十一到二十三节这样说。
In Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23,
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊、主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
我们要注意主耶稣在这里不单只说我不认识你们。
Not only does Jesus say, I never knew you.
I don't know you.
I don't know you.
他更是说我从来不认识你们。
He also says, I never knew you.
主耶稣不是说因为你当初受浸了所以得救了。
He doesn't say, because you were baptized at that time, you were saved.
那时候我是认识过你的。
I knew you at that time.
但是后来你受浸后去爱世界了。
But after you got baptized, you went and loved the world.
我就因此不认识你了。
So now I don't know you.
主耶稣不是这样说的。
Jesus doesn't say this.
他乃是说我从来不认识你。
He says, I never knew you.
你当初的受浸根本就没有叫你得救过。
Your baptism at that time did not save you.
因为你从来没有真实的相信过。
Because you've never truly believed.
我从来不认识你。
I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件很严肃的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a really serious matter.
因此身为福音执事的你我需要小心。
So that you and I, ministers of the gospel, we must be careful.
我们要传一个以基督为中心的福音。
The gospel we must preach has to be a gospel with Christ in the center.
就是帮助人灵里头真实的看见基督。
That helps people truly in their inner being see Christ.
当一个人看见基督的圣洁的时候，
When such a person sees the holiness of Christ,
他就既然对罪感到羞耻和憎恶的，
Then he will have a revulsion towards sin, a hatred to sin.
当他看见基督的宝血的时候，
When such a person sees the precious blood of Christ,
他就能够经历赦罪的平安和喜乐。
Then he is able to experience the joy and peace that comes from forgiveness.
当他看见基督的大爱的时候，
And when he sees the great love of Christ,
自然就被吸引去追求跟随他。
Then he will himself from the inside want to go and follow Christ.
一个人真实的看见基督，
Someone who truly sees Christ,
他就是一个重生得救的人。
He's someone who is born again and saved.
不是他外面能够讲多少。
It's not how much he can say outside.
他头脑知道多少。
Or how much in his head that he knows.
第九到十一节。我们现在要来看。
Now let's look at verses 9 to 11.
刚才看过的第八节讲到基督是保罗传福音的中心。
In verse 8, we see that Christ is the center of Paul's gospel.
这里讲到教会是保罗传福音的目的。
And now in verses 9 to 11, we see that the church is the goal, the aim of Paul's gospel.
是让神能够借助教会使天上执政的、掌权的得知神百般的智慧。
So that through the church, God's wisdom can be shown and his fullness can fill everything.
这些天上执政的、掌权的是指做天使的。
So that the the wisdom of God can be displayed through the church to these rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. These rulers and authorities are angels.
包括犯罪堕落的天使,
including the fallen and rebellious angels.
也包括听从神、服侍神的好天使。
And also the good, also the faithful angels that continue to serve God.
这里神仿佛这样说。
What Paul is saying here.
来吧，你们所有天上执政的、掌权的，都来。
He's saying, come and see all you rulers and authorities.
通过教会看看神百般的智慧。
Through the church, see God's manifold wisdom.
留心看看基督的教会。
Come and pay attention, close attention to Christ's church.
看看他如何因着基督的福音而得到基督那测不透的丰富。
Watch this church that through the gospel are able to obtain the unsearchable riches of Christ.
看看他如何成为那充满万有者的丰满。
See how they become like the fullness of him who fills all in all.
保罗做这个福音的指示。
The goal of Paul's gospel.
目的就是为了基督的教会。
Is for Christ's church.
他不是为了自己。
It's not for himself.
不是要建立自己的事业或者影响力。
To establish his own work or influence.
像十二门徒常常争论谁伟大。
We remember the 12 disciples were constantly arguing amongst themselves who is the greatest.
他也不要他服侍的对象说。
And Paul is not trying to say to those to his ministry is towards.
他不要那些服侍对象说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的。
His goal is not, he doesn't want the recipients of the gospel to say, I belong to Peter or Apollos or Paul.
保罗做福音的指示。
Paul being a minister of the gospel.
目的是为着建立基督的身体。
Is to build up the body of Christ.
就是神所爱的教会。
God's beloved church.
神的教会只有一个
There is only one church.
就是古今中外所有属神儿女进城的一个基督的身体里头。
This is the, all the brothers and sisters throughout history, throughout time, in every place, in Christ's body.
是一个宇宙性的教会。
It's a universal church.
为着信徒能够在神所安排的时间空间里头
So that in God's time and space,
他们能够学习建立和彰显那个宇宙性教会的性质。
They are able to build up and witness this universal church.
在不同时间、不同地方都有神的儿女奉主的名聚集的。
In different times and in different places, there are Christians who gather in the name of God.
我们叫这些做地方性的教会。
We call these local churches.
所以宇宙性的教会只有一个。
So there is only one universal church.
地方性的教会呢，有很多个。
But there are many local churches.
比方说，我们在这里悉尼的小小的聚会就是其中一个。
For example, our small church here in Sydney is one such local church.
去年来的美国的孙国铎弟兄，在西雅图的地方。的地方性的教会是另外一个。
Oh, 2 years ago when Godwin Sun came.
Last year.
Oh, was it last year? 2020.
In
2019. So Godwin Sun, who some of you may know, his church, this church he goes to in Seattle, is also one such local church.
在 Roseville 的地方性的教会。
Or the church in Roseville is also a local church.
都是同属于那一个基督宇宙性的教会。
Nonetheless, all these local churches are still part of the same one universal church.
我们跟他们彼此都是宝贵的弟兄姊妹。
To one another, we are precious brothers and sisters.
都能够彼此享受亲密的交通。
With whom we can experience intimate and sweet fellowship.
但是 Kellyville 跟 Auburn 的关系就有点不同了。
But Kellyville and Auburn have a slightly different relationship.
彼此乃是属于同一个地方性的教会。
We are one local church.
不是两个不同的地方性教会。
We're not two local churches.
在今年1月2号，教会有侍奉交通的聚会。
Earlier this year, there was a fellowship ministry meeting.
我也跟欧本的服侍弟兄姊妹们交通过这个。
And I said this to the brothers and sisters in Auburn.
Those who serve.
Those who serve in Auburn.
因为今天 Caleb 和欧本都是在同一个长职带领的团队里头去被牧养。
Because Caleb and Auburn have the same leadership team, same shepherds who shepherd the flock.
异地弟兄们都要在神面前负起带领 Caleb 和Auburn的群羊的责任。
Before God, the ED brothers are accountable for both Auburn and Caleb.
有一天，我们 ED 都要向主为做这个职分和责任交账。
And we have to give account. One day before the Lord, we will have to give an account for this work, this responsibility.
但是我们并不需要负起美国西雅图地方性教会带领的责任。
But we won't have to give an account for the people in the church in Seattle.
因为他们有他们带领群羊的负责弟兄们。
Because they have their responsible leaders.
所以我们很清楚。Caleb 和 Auburn 是同一个教会而有两个不同的聚会点。
So let's be clear, Auburn and Caleb are the same local church, even if we are meeting in different locations.
甚至 Auburn 也有几个会众，早上有晚上，是不是？
Auburn also has several congregations in the morning, in the afternoon.
所以我们不该说 Caleb 教会 Auburn 教会。
So we shouldn't say Kellyville's church or Auburn's church.
那是说 Kellyville 聚会点 Auburn 聚会点
Rather the place we meet in Kellyville and the place we meet in Auburn.
虽然今天两个聚会点在服事上有不同的实际的需要和安排。
Even though in Kellyville and Auburn we have different needs and different allocations.
我们乃是一个地方性的教会，两个不同的聚会点。
We are nonetheless one local church in two different locations.
我们跟其他地方性的教会要保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
With other local churches, we are to maintain a spirit of unity.
学习彼此交通相爱。
Learn to have mutual love and fellowship.
我们在同一个地方性的教会里头更要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So within one local church, it's even more important that we maintain the spirit of unity.
因为是主把我们放在同一个地方性教会里头。
Because God has put us together into the same local church.
我们要彼此学习牧养和被牧养。
Together, we have to learn to shepherd and be shepherded.
一起互相的配搭服侍。
And together co-work.
学习彼此相爱。
And learn to love one another.
彼此扶持。
Support one another.And to support one another.
有时候在服事配搭当中有不同意见的，这是很正常的。
Perhaps in like together we might have differing opinions. This is normal.
我们不要怕意见不同。
We shouldn't be afraid of differences in opinion.
因为彼此不同意见，彼此不同意，不等于彼此不同心。
Because differences in opinion does not mean not the same heart.
就是在不同意见的时候更需要催逼我们同心的去寻求主的心意。
But rather, in times of difference of opinion, we especially must seek the Lord together in one heart.
就好像做父母对孩子某一些重要比较重要的事情上有不同意见。
It's just like when parents towards the children have different opinions about things of importance.
大家都是想为孩子好的。
I mean, they both want the good of the children.
但是看法却不同。
But their opinions are different.
这个时候就需要两个人同心祷告寻求主一样。
This time then requires that these two come together and seek the Lord's will as one.
事实上呢，在不同意见的时候仍旧去彼此相爱。
In fact, in differences of opinion is when you
仍旧继续去彼此相爱。
Then they should continue to love one another.
夫妇就更能够显出真实的同心。
And actually, it's in these times that spouses are able to really show unity.
只靠意见相同的同心不够好。
Yeah, unity only when opinions are the same is not good enough.
其实不是真实的同心。
It's not true unity.
真同心是彼此相爱一起寻求主。
True unity is when people love one another and follow Christ together.
这是神要父母学习的。
This is what God wants our parents to learn.
最后，保罗在十二节勉励我们。
In verse 12, Paul encourages us.
刚才我说漏了，不单止父母要学习，教会也要学习。
That not just parents have to learn this, but we also, the church has to learn this.
十二节保罗劝勉说，我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑地来到神面前。
Paul says in verse 12 that through faith in him, we have boldness and access with confidence.
所以我们不要灰心丧胆。
So we don't have to be worried or hope or without hope.
因为是神自己定义要建造他的教会。
Because it's God himself who's determined to build his church.
成为他美丽荣耀的杰作。
To become his wonderful and marvelous workmanship.
神一定成功的。
God will definitely succeed.
有一天要圆满的完工。
And one day, the whole thing will be completed and fulfilled.
让我们每一个人在基督里面放胆无惧。
Let each one of us within the church, each one of us individually, have boldness and access with confidence.
对，笃信不疑地来到神面前，去支取他的恩典和能力。
To know and experience His grace and power.
学习做基督福音的执事。
And learn to be ministers of the gospel.
让福音改变自己。
Allow the gospel to change them.
去传扬一个以基督为中心的福音。
So that we are able to share a gospel in which Christ is centered. Central.
个人层面是这样，教会层面也是这样。
This is true individually speaking, also true, talking about the church.
最近我们中间特别关注到 Caleb 有说英语的年轻人。
Recently, we've been especially concerned about the English-speaking youth in Kellyville.
关心他们属灵成长的需要。
Caring about their spiritual needs for growth.
教会英语服事的团队在过去一直常常为这个需要祷告交通。
The serving team has been praying about this for a long time.
思想今天整个教会该怎样配合去帮助他们。
Thinking about how the church as a whole should help them grow.
虽然现在教会还不是非常清楚主的引导。
Even though at this moment in time we're not yet clear how to proceed.
但是我们相信神是听教会祷告的。
But we trust that God hears our prayers.
他是那一个叫死人复活、使无变有的神。
He is the God who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that don't exist.
所以教会要学习在基督里头放胆无惧。
So the church has to learn in Christ to have boldness.
一起同心、笃信不疑地来到神面前。
And together, come before the Lord with confidence.
求主显明他的引导。
But that God shows his leading.
把恩典和能力供给我们。
And give his grace and strength to us.
叫我们能够把基督的丰富传给我们周围的人。
So that we're able to give Christ's riches to the people around us.
包括我们所爱的孩子。
Including our much beloved children.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
神啊，我们求你借着保罗在以弗所的话来向我们说话。
Lord, would that what Paul has written in Ephesians, would you speak to us through what Paul has written in Ephesians?
主啊，帮助我们信靠你就是教会的元首。
Lord, help us trust that you are the church's builder.
也帮助我们顺服在你的元首底下。能够顺服在你的带领底下。
And to submit under your leading.
你叫我们不灰心。
You ask us not to lose hope.
帮助我们。
You help us.
真的学习做一个忠心福音的执事。
To be faithful ministers of the gospel.
帮助我们，让你改变我们。
To allow you to change us.
以致你的身体能够靠你彼此联络。
So that your body trusting you can be built up, mutually built up.
能够在爱中建立自己。
And in love, maybe built up.
好，叫荣耀都归给你。
May the glory be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣得胜的名。
We pray in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen. Amen.